had the opportunity earlier to speak to Captain Ken Pogorek, Philadelphia Fire Department Program Manager for PA Task Force 1 Urban Search and Rescue, about what's happening in Baltimore now. I first asked him what challenges that those in the search and recovery mission are going to face at this horrific scene.
Yeah, Michelle, that's a great question, right? It's not every day that you have a bridge that's just over a mile and a half long collapse and collapse into water, which makes it very complicated. You have a 1.6 mile by however wide area that you have to search. There's waterborne search, airborne search, and quite possibly putting boots on the structure and the boat, the vessel itself to search. So there's a tremendous amount of issues, right? Divers searching around a collapsed structure. There's entanglement. There's dark water. There's cold water. All trained and very proficient at what they do, but it will slow operations because you have to be super careful when you're operating around. You have a vessel that apparently had some type of issue, but you're going to have to assess it before you put people on the vessel. The vessel collided with the bridge. The bridge has collapsed on the vessel. So before you can even get on there to do any of the reconnaissance or search and potentially rescues, you'd have to make sure that it is safe. Along with the collapsed portions or spans of the bridge that are in the water or partially protruding out of the water, you might want to put people on there, but you have to assess the stability. Boat operations, it's a large area. You have to have a coordinated approach so you're not duplicating efforts and operate as quickly, efficiently, as safely as possible to get to any potential survivors of this tragedy.
Ken, do you train for such a collapse here in Philadelphia?
I don't know if we train for a potential bridge collapse, but we do collapse structures. We do a tremendous amount of water operations training. Philadelphia Fire Department has a very robust special operations program, and we have a few hundred people that are trained to water rescue technician, boat operating levels. Obviously, there's a lot of water around Philadelphia. We have a lot of events in or around the water. So it's a priority for us. And we do actively engage in water training.
You know, the swift water that these members, you know, fighting against the current, it's a safety issue for the rescuer. And it's also trying to find, you know, those who are lost.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not familiar with that body of water. I know the Delaware River, just in our area, it's tidal. And when you have your swing tide, it moves pretty quickly. And I'm sure the folks that are going to be conducting those operations in the Baltimore Harbor area there are well-trained and they're subject matter experts in that area.
And anything I didn't ask you, you think is important to mention?
Yeah, time is of the essence. Actionable and factual information, you know, gathering the intelligence as to how many people they are truly looking for, and, you know, getting into those areas and doing the searches that are required are of utmost importance. And nobody really wants to talk about the potential of switching from rescue to recovery, but, you know, that's always in the back of a rescuer's mind. We train for these things, and it's equally as important for a family to get their loved one back, even if they are deceased. Biggest goal we have is to rescue them and bring them home healthy and safely. But sometimes that's just unavoidable. But you can't discount the importance of getting the loved ones back to their families.
Captain Ken Pogorek, the Philadelphia Fire Department Program Manager for PA Task Force 1.